This is HPR episode 1821 entitled, James Beard's Never Fail Blender Hollandaise Sauce. It is hosted by Frank Bell and is about 7 minutes long. The summary is, Frank describes how to make perfect Hollandaise sauce every time.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Frank Bell. Today I want to talk about James Beard's always works, never fails, infallible recipe for making Hollandaise sauce in a blender. Hollandaise sauce is a mixture of eggs, butter, a little bit of salt and lemon juice, and hot pepper, most closely associated with, in this country, Eggs Benedict, which is a dish consisting of an English muffin, which is an American thing. I'm surprised the English haven't protested it, just as I'm surprised the Danes have not assaulted us for the atrocities that we call Danish in this country. Canadian bacon, which is more like little round pieces of ham than the rashers of bacon that are commonly referred to as bacon. A poached egg with Hollandaise sauce on top. It's also associated with asparagus, very closely, broccoli, and soufflés. It's particularly good, say, with a tuna or salmon soufflé. But if you do serve tuna soufflé with Hollandaise sauce, you have just consumed your allotment of eggs for the next 3 months. It's not something that I serve often. The ingredients are as... Oh, I do want to mention, in the theory of practice of cooking, James Beard, particularly in discussing this particular recipe, talks about his view of technology and cooking. He gives 3 Hollandaise sauce recipes. One, the traditional way, which is very, very tricky, involving beating with a whisk for hours. Then the one I'm going to describe with the blender. And finally, one using a food processor. And he concludes by saying that his view of technology and cooking is quite simple. That if an advance in technology leads to good results and makes it easier, there's no reason not to use the technology. Those who cling to traditional ways would still be cooking with their fried eggs on a stick, roasting them on an open fire. That was me talking, not him. By the way, I checked the cookbook this comes from, The Theory and Practice of Cooking, which he wrote as a textbook for his cooking school, is still available, both used. Mine is a first edition, but it's very, very used, and new. It's arranged as a textbook. There's a chapter, say, on roasting with sections on various types of roasting and the effects of different methods of roasting. And then there will be generally 2 or 3 recipes to illustrate whatever principles he has just discussed. It is not a cookbook that's merely a compendium of recipes. My favorite compendium of recipes is Craig Claiborne's New York Times cookbook. Claiborne and Beard were contemporaries. Both of them, sadly, are gone now, but their good food lives on. So, on to the recipe. The ingredients for the amount I'm going to give, which makes approximately 3/4 cup, are enough for 4 servings. That would be about 180 milliliters. and metric are as follows. About half a teaspoon of salt, or about 2 milliliters. I commonly use less. About a tablespoon of lemon juice, or the juice of one lemon, or that's about 15 milliliters. 8 tablespoons, or about 120 milliliters, of butter. That's the standard size of a stick of butter in the United States. And 4 egg yolks, which are 4 egg yolks metric. The procedure is very simple. First, you separate the eggs. You separate the yolks from the whites. There is only one way to do this, and that's with your hand. You take your egg, you hold your one hand over a saucer, crack the egg, and let the contents, the yolk and the white, fall into your hand, and allow the white to fall through to the saucer while protecting the integrity of the yolk with your hand. And if you need to, you can shake your hand just a little bit to encourage the white to fall through. Then you drop the yolk in another bowl. If you're afraid to touch food, you probably shouldn't be cooking. You put the egg yolks, the lemon juice, the salt, and some cayenne pepper. Or if you wish, you can use Tabasco sauce, or the very best of all hot sauces, Frank's hot sauce. I used to have a co-worker who in her college days had worked at the restaurant in Buffalo, where buffalo chicken wings were invented. They were called buffalo chicken wings because they were invented in Buffalo, New York. And she had a copy of the recipe, and in that recipe, Frank's hot sauce was called for by name. I can't think of a higher recommendation myself. So you put all the ingredients in the blender, put the lid on, and you hit the blender once, on and off, real quick, just enough to break up the egg yolks and mix everything together. Then you remove the insert in the center of the lid of the blender. Bring the butter to a boil rapidly. And just when it starts bubbling real good, you don't want it to sit there for any more time than necessary. Just get it to that state where it's bubbling rapidly in the saucepan. Turn on the blender and pour the butter in a thin stream through the hole in the top of the blender. And as soon as the sauce has thickened, and you will know, you will see that happen, turn off the blender and serve the sauce hot. And enjoy. Thank you very much, and I'll catch you later.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.